Now will you notice this? We have in verse 1, "Come near, ye nations, to hear and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it." Now, back at the very beginning of Isaiah, in Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 2, God called heaven and earth to witness of his judgment to his own people Israel. Now, in this chapter, God calls only the nations of the earth to witness his final judgment upon all the nations. And here it is, verse 2. "For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter." Now notice the words that have been chosen here to depict this judgment. Indignation, fury, utterly destroyed, and delivered to the slaughter. Why, they are the strongest possible expressions that could be used. And the judgment is universal, and it's severe. It's not only the time of Jacob's trouble, it's the time of the earth's travail. And our Lord spoke of this as a time of unparalleled suffering in the history of the world. The seals, the trumpets, and the vials in the book of Revelation all intensify and confirm this. My friend, whether you believe it or not, the earth that you and I are living in today is moving to the judgment of God. It's coming. And God says it's coming upon this earth. And instead of a great day coming for sinful man, a time of judgment is coming upon this earth. And you can look around you today at this civilization, and everything that you see is going to come in under the judgment bar of Almighty God. Now, verse 3, "Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountain shall be melted with their blood." May I say that this, to me, is probably the most repulsive and terrible verse with this description that's in the book of God. I can't think of anything that's worse than this. Now, may I say to you, this confirms what the Lord Jesus said, what the book of Revelation teaches, that there is coming a judgment upon this earth. And I'm sure a great many people doubt it. But I noticed that down in the Gulf here several years ago, when that tropical hurricane, I forget the name of it, it broke on the Gulf Coast there. We traveled along there. We drove for miles, and there are places there that entire sections of cities were taken out. Just absolutely, they were removed. And even after several years, there's nothing in there. There are places where that jungle in that area was just absolutely taken out. Now, there was an apartment house where apparently a group of people that were living fast and furious were. They decided they wouldn't leave. They didn't believe the storm was going to be that bad, so they decided to have a great big beer bus. And instead of leaving, they all got drunk, and they all were killed. Now, they didn't believe that storm was going to come. They ridiculed it. You can do that relative to this earth today. But may I say to you, the Word of God says judgment is coming on the earth. Now, I say that calmly today, but it's coming. And this section through here emphasizes that.